The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
There is one major problem with almost all the commentary I've heard regarding OU and Texas joining the SEC. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Friday, and I am back at the mothership. I am in Atlanta at our home studios. I'm looking through the glass. I see David. The past 4 days, I've looked across the aisle in a hotel ballroom-ish, and I've seen a guy from WNML in Knoxville. So Matt Lear is with us today. Dan Matthews took the day off. Well-deserved. Because he was coming back from Charlotte late yesterday. Same schedule I had, except he had 3 hours longer of a drive coming back from Charlotte. But I'm back from Hoover, just south of Birmingham. And we've got a huge lineup of interviews today, including some that you – we always do a best of on the first day back because, my gosh, you go to two football conferences like the SEC and ACC, you're going to have some best of. But also yesterday we had two interviews, Brian Harsin, Auburn head coach, who we had on back before spring practice, I believe, but that was just radio. It was real quick. We had him yesterday in person, but that was after the show. Also, Sam Pittman, my goodness, I think he came by like right as I was getting off the air. Might be the most enjoyable conversation, on air or off, might be the most enjoyable conversation I had all week at SEC Media Days. So we'll be getting to Brian Harsin, I believe. Isn't that right? We're starting with Harsin? Fantastic, because y'all hadn't heard that yet. We'll be getting to that in just a couple of minutes. I said, there is one major problem, though, with all the commentary I'm hearing regarding this expansion. Oh, the SEC, they're adding Oklahoma and Texas? The one major problem I have with what comes after that is the conversation immediately shifts to, who does the ACC counter with? What programs will replace OU and Texas in the Big 12? Folks, I have a better question to ask. Who said the SEC is stopping with OU and Texas? Like, did somebody Google, like, if you go to Wikipedia and you type in Super Conference, does it say it's 16 teams? I haven't seen that myself. I haven't heard anyone's, a Super Conference, you're maxed out at 16 teams. No, you're not. And the SEC isn't stopping, folks. OU and Texas, if those are the first two you're able to get in the conference, why would you stop? And the conversation is about, oh, well, now Miami's a key, and now Clemson, and now Notre Dame. Yeah, and the SEC may be going after them as well. 16 is just this number that I look around, folks seem to have arbitrarily said, all right, well, so the SEC's done. And it absolutely isn't. All right, as I said, we sat down with a man running the Auburn program, heading into his first season on the Plains. Auburn head coach Brian Harsin sat down with me yesterday in Birmingham. Chuck Oliver Show live at SEC Media Days 2021. Sitting down with the head coach of the Auburn Tigers, it is Brian Harsin. Coach, I appreciate some of your time today. I know it's been busy, your first SEC Media Days up close and personal. Let's get into it. Let's talk Bo Nix. You have now coached him, actually, a full spring. Mm-hmm. A lot of positives, physical skills, mental part, 2 years of experience. Tell me what you like the most about Bo Nix.
Yeah, I like his work ethic, number one. You know, that's something that really stood out to me. He's a hard worker. He cares. And, you know, I think he's a tough young man. So just starting with that, like I appreciate that about football players, especially at the quarterback position. And then everything you just mentioned, he's got experience. There's been good. There's been bad. He can throw it. He's got things mechanically that we've been working on with Coach Bobo he's been working on with just his footwork. And the thing about Bo is he wants to. Right. And that's what I've appreciated about him, too. It's there's not a lot of resistance when it comes to, hey, these are the things that are going to help you get better. And it's not like, no. It's like, all right, well, how do I do this? And so it's just a matter of he's going to allow, you know, you get to coach him. He's going to allow you to coach him. And if he'll continue that and keep listening, you know, he'll understand our system better. He'll understand the expectations that we have at that position, really each and every play when we go out there. And he's going to be able to go out there and execute it. And so I've appreciated that. But, you know, also that whole entire quarterback room. You know, we've got TJ Finley that came in, and Coach Bobo, he and I share a lot of the same philosophies when it comes to developing the quarterback position. And, you know, that's one of the big reasons why Mike is here and why I think our quarterback room is going to do really well.
Demetrius Robertson, that looks like a nice get. And I'm talking just on what the two deep looked like before he got there. But you're talking about a grown man. I mean, 5 years, smart kid, Cal Berkeley, I couldn't get in. Talk about what he is, not just on the field, but to all the youngins. Because if you look at the depth chart, I see a lot of talented kids, but it says FR and SO beside him.
That's right. Yeah, and not a lot of production, you know, from that group. So the thing about that group is there's not a lot of experience. And you know what? I'm okay with that. You guys go out there, and if you bring somebody in like Demetrius, and he brings experience, and he brings, you know, being at two different programs before coming to Auburn, and letting guys know, man, don't take this for granted. Every practice, every route, everything that we do, we better be at the very best of our ability when we're doing it. And so, and also he can roll. You know, that's one thing. He can roll, and he wants to be at Auburn. He wants to be great. He wants to finish his career on a high note. I love guys like that because, you know, this is his shot to do that. I want to be around guys like that, and I want guys like that in that room with those younger players showing them, like, this is how you do it. This is how you succeed at this level. This is how you have to practice and prepare every day if you want to be successful. So you young guys that are talented, understand the work ethic that goes into being an elite SEC-type player, because I've been there. I've been through some other experiences, and so I'm looking forward to his leadership, and I'm looking forward to, you know, other guys in that room too stepping up and knowing that, hey, look, who's going to be the guy? You get a chance now to go out there and stake your claim and being a starter, and then being the guy that, you know, might have the most receptions, or a guy that we're going to go to in critical situations. Like, you get a chance to develop that in practice, and that bond with the quarterbacks, and that trust that you need to have so we can have you in those positions to make those plays.
Chuck Oliver Show continues live from the Hyatt Winfrey in Hoover, Alabama, with Auburn head coach Brian Harsin. All right, I'm on, you know, complete disclosure here. Your offensive linemen, they work hard, they bleed, they sweat, and for the past couple of seasons, for the most part, when it's been commentary, it's been critical commentary. Mm-hmm. My hand's raised. I've been part of it.
Sure.
But brag on one or two of them from spring, because the reports from spring was like, wait a minute, this thing really could turn.
We're still working on it. But let me say this. I'm always cautiously optimistic. And the O-line and D-line, I mean, that's where it's at. At the end of the day, you need to play well up front. And if you don't, especially in this league, you're going to struggle. Nick Broms is a guy that I really have been impressed with. He's a leader on our team. He works hard. He cares. He called me the other day. He had some qualities that some of the leaders had came up with. And he's like, Coach, do I fit all these? And nobody's ever asked me that. Like, what don't I fit? And so we had a conversation about it. And, you know, Keandre Jones is another guy that has done a really good job. I mean, we're stronger. Let me say that. On the O-line, we are stronger and we are bigger. Where we are as football players, I'm going to find that out when we get into August practice and all that. But the same with the D-line. We are bigger. We are stronger. Are we better football players? And I believe in Nick Eason, and I believe in Will Friend. And I think those two that are responsible for the O-line and D-line are coaches that care tremendously and know the responsibility they have on this football team to have those guys playing at a high level. And I'm going to let them do their job. I'm going to let our strength staff continue to do their job. And I'm going to support our O-line and D-line and be there for them and know that, hey, I got your back, but you guys, we got to play well. We got to do a great job up front in order for us to do the things we want to do.
Wrapping up with Auburn head coach Brian Harsin, last thing, just give me a quick comment, man. You got a shiny, sparkly new crib opening pretty soon. Recruits, players, mamas and daddies in for a visit. A little something for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, that new facility is phenomenal. I mean, it would be the biggest and baddest, you know, there is in the country, and we need that. And so when people walk in there, my hope is they walk in there and they just feel this wow. You know what? This is what it's like to be at Auburn. And it's going to be clean. It's going to be an environment where we can develop our players and be around them. But for the families, you know, my son's going to get a chance to be a part of this. And they care about football. They take care of their players, and it matters to them, and it's important. And I want my son to be a part of that. And so facilities are able to, you know, provide that for us, I believe. But more importantly, it gives us an environment to develop our team, to be consistent, and hopefully be one of those teams every year that we're in the hunt for playing for a championship.
It's the first season on the Plains for Brian Harsin. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. War Eagle.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
College football time in the South. Now back to more of the king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
You got to go into Dallas. You got to go into Texas. You got to go into Denver and Chicago. We got to be willing to think differently. You know, that was one of the pushes that I made when getting this job is let's not try to go win the rat race in the SEC. I don't know that my logo is going to go win it in Florida for me. We know we have a great logo in the state of Texas. Obviously, it's so good, some of those schools want to join our league now.
As the limousine's going around the curve, Eli's in the school book depository. Man, what a shot. Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri head coach at SEC Media Days. That was yesterday morning talking to him. And his response also is a nice little shot there. But it also, I think, it betrays the fact that not everybody was included in the conversation. Like Texas A&M, I think it's pretty clear that this conversation at whatever level with the Southeastern Conference and OU and Texas, whatever that brand of footsie has been, Texas A&M was left out. Now, there is nothing in the bylaws of the conference that says the commissioner has to inform every athletic director and head coach and school president and chancellor and board of regents and anybody else. Nothing about it. It would be a courteous sort of thing, especially for Texas A&M. Now, it's not – they get a vote like everybody else in the conference. And I believe you would need four dissenting votes to block this. But Texas A&M is talking about just the politeness of it and the fact that we left that conference to get away from them, and now they're moving into our neighborhood. You go away to college, get away from some of the people from your hometown or your high school or whatever, and then you're walking the halls first day at wherever it is, University of Tennessee, and you're like, oh, she's here? Oh, he's here too? My gosh, I try to get away from these people. That's how A&M looks at Texas. We were trying to get away from you. And I'm telling you, if you think that's where the roster of teams that have already had programs that have already had conversations with the SEC ends. See, these are the two we have found out about. If just 4 days ago I'd have said, hey, folks, guess what's been going on since probably January on a serious level? Talks with OU and Texas. You'd have been blown away. Folks, there's even more we don't know about. All right. One of the big interviews we had in SEC Media Days in Hoover all week, head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, always lucky, sits down with us every single year. Here is Alabama head coach Nick Saban. SEC Media Days 2021 continues live from Hoover, Alabama, the Hyatt Winfrey. Chuck Oliver Show here, 9 states, 51 sticks, dealing it out every afternoon, 2 hours of college football conversation, joined by the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Nick Saban. Coach, how are you today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Appreciate you making some time today. And you have been pretty direct. I have read some of your comments that running the ball and playing defense worked for about 150 years. And for about the past decade, it don't work no more. That's not what it is. You got a young quarterback. You got an NFL offensive line coach. You got running backs stacked up like cordwood. Any temptation to go get like that 2009 playbook and just mash on people for a while?
Well, not really. I mean, I think philosophically it's been proven in college football. If you spread the field, make people defend 53 yards wide and 100 yards deep vertically and horizontally, with the rules in college football with RPOs and blocking behind the line of scrimmage when balls are caught behind the line of scrimmage, those things create tremendous advantages. And when you get in what I call wad ball, you know, that it's very difficult to, you know, take advantage of that. So we like what we do on offense. I think the big thing is whatever you do on offense, you can't turn the ball over and you got to be able to make explosive plays. So if we can continue to do that, I think we'll be okay.
All right. Well, I had a question from a couple of weeks ago that I think I have discovered the answer. I was going to ask you when y'all got to, like, opponent-specific prep, who was going to get to play De'Eriq King in practice. Then on a totally different night, I started watching tape of this kid, Jalen Milroe. Boy, he looks like a fun kid.
Yeah.
Might he be De'Eriq King?
Yeah, I think he could do it. Yeah, he's very athletic. He can run. He's one of the fastest guys on our team. You know, he's 6'3", 215 pounds. He's got a good arm. We just got to get him to sort of, you know, sort of develop as a passer. He can make the throws, but it's different between making throws and becoming a passer, and that's what we're working on with him.
Continuing with head coach Nick Saban from the Alabama Crimson Tide, I want to ask you about John Metchie and the physical nature of his game because, you know, there are some guys, like, you don't compare people to Julio. I think he may be the most physical receiver you've had since Julio. And I'm thinking, like, if I'm an outside backer and I'm flowing, you know, on a toss or a pitch or anything, my first thought is, where's Metchie? He takes it seriously, man, and not every receiver does that.
Yeah, well, he is a very physical player. You know, that hit he put on the guy in the SEC championship game last year after the guy intercepted the ball and jarred the ball off of him, we got the ball back. That was one of the most physical plays I've seen a receiver make in a long time. But John is also a guy that has a lot of playmaking ability, and I think the combination of being a complete player at his position when it comes to, you know, receiving, blocking, route running, hands, you know, all things that are going to create value for his future.
Wrapping up with head coach Nick Saban, just a couple of individuals I want to ask about, one on each side of the ball. I got to say, first time I remember seeing Jaleel Billingsley out there, I was like, it took like five plays, and I was like, I don't know what he's going to be, but you're going to win some games because of him. You're going to blow him up and make him a tight end. You're going to keep him out wide. I mean, he looks like he can do just about anything you wanted.
Well, we kind of have a position that's called H, which is kind of a semi-tight end, semi-wide receiver, but not a guy that has to line up in the C area and really be a great blocker. Although I think Jaleel has the ability to be a great blocker. He's going to have to develop size and strength to be able to do that. But he is a fantastic athlete, a great receiver. The last half of last season, you know, when we lost Waddle, he became one of the weapons that really added to our offense and certainly going to be somebody that could be significant for us this year.
Last guy I want to ask you about, and I got to tell you, out of the entire Southeastern Conference, maybe a guy I'm pulling for as much as anybody, LeBryan Ray. I know he's good. I know he's talented, and he has had an awful time with injuries. What's the possible blue sky for that kid in 21?
Well, if he can stay healthy, I think he could be as good a player as anybody at his position. But as you mentioned, that has been an issue for him in the past, and even though he played last year, we kind of played him sparingly because he hurt his elbow, and that hurt it again, and so he was really slow coming back. Because we wanted to make sure he was okay, and then we only played him on third down at the end of the season. So if he can stay healthy, there's nothing that he can't do as a defensive end that wouldn't create lots of value for his future.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you carving out some time today. If nothing else, we will see you in Atlanta about 6 weeks.
All right, Chuck. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Now back to the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Back in studio after hitting the road all week, me and Dan Matthews, Charlotte, North Carolina, ACC Media Days, SEC Media Days in Hoover. I was there. And we're bringing you all the best interviews that you may have heard early in the week, but also, when I say the best, like we started today, Nick Saban. We had him sit down with us on Wednesday and wanted to give you a chance to hear that again. Also, we talked to Brian Harsin yesterday, the Auburn coach. After the broadcast was over, he came by late, and so I sat and talked with him for several minutes, and we had not played that at all. So we started the show with that. We got Dabo Swinney coming up in about a minute or so. There are times when I see things in college football and I just throw my hands up and say, I got no answer. I saw a headline last night and I knew it was inaccurate. Oklahoma State to induct Barry Sanders into Ring of Honor November 13th. He left your school 32 years ago. How's he not in a Ring of Honor already? Go Google your computer and read about Barry Sanders 1988 college football season. It's as good a season as I've ever seen, as impactful, as great, as just game determining. It's as impactful an individual season in college football as I have ever seen. And I saw Joe Burrow in person three times in 19. And I've seen all the Bama teams. I saw Georgia back when they won the national championship. Every team you can name, doesn't matter. The best players on those, Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, great, 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 great players. Barry Sanders had a better season than any of them. And so it may be a new Ring of Honor, which that's a whole different issue. There's a chance Barry thought he was already in the Ring of Honor. We'll talk more about that as we get into next week. But like I said, wanted to bring you an interview with a national championship winning head coach from the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney. Chuck Oliver Show continues live from Hoover, Alabama. Hyatt Winfrey for 2021 SEC Media Days. And we are also giving you dual coverage ACC football kickoff live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's head up there. Head coach of the Clemson Tigers, it is Dabo Swinney. Coach, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you making time. This season, you're going to have a new starting quarterback again. What I believe should frighten folks is BC last year, Notre Dame. That was entry-level DJU. How's he progressed? How is he even better than he was when we saw that limited action about a year ago?
Well, he's got more experience, obviously, now. He's played. He's had a true off season. You know, he didn't get that last year. He's had a full spring. He didn't get that last year. He's had the opportunity to have a front row seat of learning and watching Trevor Lawrence. So he's just, mentally in a whole different place than he was at the beginning of last season. Physically, he's great. He's really done a great job with his strength and conditioning and, his leadership. He's as far as stepping in this spring and really becoming the guy and leading the team. You know, all those are all areas that he's grown. And then just his overall just ownership of our system and what we do. It's been fun to watch him get to this point. And I know he's eager to go do it on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you keep making me wrong. I've said for about a, about past decade or so to Clemson fans, I'm like, it's not easy to take over for a guy like Kyle Parker. And then I said it about Taj Boyd and then Deshaun Watson, now Trevor. It keeps looking pretty easy. Talk about your line of quarterbacks and really who you target and evaluate in high school and get into the program. It's just been unbelievable over the past 10 years.
Well, we don't offer a lot of guys. You know, we've done a good job from an evaluation standpoint. And, you know, it's easy to evaluate the tangibles, but it's a lot harder to evaluate the intangibles. And I think that that's where we've gotten it right. You know, Kyle Parker was a great first quarterback for me and took us to our first ACC championship game and division championship. And you know, he had to leave early for baseball. And, you know, Taj Boyd came in winning as quarterback in school history, you know, really just kind of helped transform and build the foundation that we have today. And he passes the torch to Deshaun. Deshaun takes us to a national championship and then on to Trevor and now DJ. So I think evaluation and making sure that you know, it's not just the quarterback position, but it's who you put around that quarterback. Consistency in our program, consistency in our system, you know, elite wide receiver play over the years, a great defense to practice against every day that can prepare you. You practice this game a lot more than you play it. You know, if you play 15 games, I mean, you know, those other 350 days, you know, you only got what you got on campus. And so I think that's been one of the blessings for all those guys is they've had to compete against the best of the best in practice every single day, which has translated well to game day. So, you know, just a great group of young men that we've had the opportunity to coach, and DJ's the next guy, and he's unique. You know, all those guys are different, and they all have certain characteristics that are similar, but they're all different too. And I think DJ, you know, he could have probably started at about 125 schools last year as a freshman, but I think that says a lot about his mental makeup, his maturity. You know, he really wanted to come to Clemson and be at Clemson and be with the people of Clemson, but he wanted to learn and watch, you know, from a guy that's fixing to be the first pick in the draft. And I think that tells you a lot about his long-term goals, his, you know, his mental makeup, his maturity. And it was so much fun to watch him prepare, because he truly prepared like the starter every single week last week. So he's in a good place, and we're thankful that we got another great one to lead the Tigers.
Chuck Oliver Show, a couple more minutes with Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney. I saw the news about Justin Ross got named to the Biletnikoff Award watch list. That's not nothing. Now, I apologize if I missed this because I have not seen the news of his final clearance to play. Has that been announced? Is that kind of a formality? We're just kind of waiting on a doctor to check a box, or is there something else?
No, it has not been announced yet. I think we're near the finish line, you know, hopefully, you know, any day, any moment. You know, it's his doctor in Pittsburgh is – it was unbelievable, and I think he's confident in where Justin is. But again, there's a process. You have complicated medical issues, you know, with these young people. You want to make sure that you've got all the I's dotted, T's crossed, and so forth. And there's no reason to rush that process. So he's great. I can just tell you this: he does everything from, you know, he doesn't miss a run, he doesn't miss a lift of any type. He looks amazing. And, you know, really we're all optimistic that, you know, he's going to have the opportunity to play. But again, that has to come from, you know, a final approval from all of the people that are involved, you know, from second opinions, third opinions, legal people, all that stuff.
Just a couple of more questions with Dabo Swinney. First, I want to go to the backfield. Lynn J. Dixon, I guess he qualifies as the grown man in the running back room, but Coach, it looks loaded. Comment about what's possible for Lynn J. if he maxes out his season.
Yeah, we've got a great group. I mean, this we got some guys who haven't done it yet, but you know, I've got inside information, if you will, because I've had a chance to see them in spring practice and just who they are as young people. I'm really excited. I mean, this group could be as good as we've had from a totality standpoint. You know, Lynn J. is definitely the the senior leader there and has had some great moments for us. He's had an awesome summer. Kobe Pace is a grown man. Kobe Pace is a sophomore. Will Shipley, Phil Maffa. Those are three young guys that you're going to hear a lot about over the next few years at Clemson. And it's exciting to know that we've got that group. And, you know, Michael Dukes is another guy that we think has a chance to make some noise this year. So it's a good group. And, hopefully Lin Jay will be able to be the leader we need him to be.
Last thing for you, five-year contracts for assistants, that ain't a regular thing. And I believe both your coordinators have those now. Talk a little continuity. And I think I've heard you talk multiple times about the ability to be happy where you are. Venables, he's got options. I mean, everybody on your staff's probably got options, and they all kind of hang around.
Yeah, Brent's always been on a five-year contract for a long time. It just each year we renew it. And so he's always been on a five-year contract. And last year I think he was, third highest paid assistant. And now he's the highest paid assistant. He got a little bit of a raise. But, I think he loves his job. He loves where he's at. He loves the consistency of Clemson. And then Tony, we moved him up this year. He certainly has earned that. But both of those guys turned down SEC jobs. Both of them had opportunities to be head coaches in the SEC and other places. I just think the biggest thing, and those are individual decisions, and it says a lot about our program. It says a lot about the culture of Clemson. So I think that's awesome. But at some point, maybe it's the right job for them. But to this point, it just hasn't been the right job that they'd be willing to leave Clemson. So we're excited to have them back and continue to hopefully put a good product on the field.
Well, I appreciate your time, man. I know you're busy, and we'll talk to you as the season gets closer. See you up in Charlotte as well.
Okay, I appreciate it. Y'all have
a great day. Dabo Swinney, head coach of
the
Clemson Tigers.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The king of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
The SEC has enjoyed certain status in the earlier rounds of expansion and realignment. Does anybody know, show of hands, anybody know the specific status the SEC, the privilege the SEC has enjoyed? They were the only conference in all of college football who didn't have to worry about any of their programs leaving. The ACC, they had a program leave. Big Ten, even they were on watch. Because remember, this is before Big Ten Network and all that. Big 12? Whew. They settled for West Virginia, folks. And by the way, they took a swing at Nebraska on the way out the door. Y'all remember that? The officiating and whoever it was Nebraska was playing in their final league game? My goodness. It gets to be a toxic environment when programs announce they're going to leave. And the SEC to this point, the only one, hadn't had to worry about it. I believe that – well, no, the Big Ten is in that realm now. They don't have to worry about teams leaving. And the ACC might be. The other two Power 5 conferences? Well, there won't be two more Power 5 conferences. There's a pretty good chance the Big 12 doesn't exist anymore because they've already lost their two biggest pillars, or they're going to when whatever is official is announced. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving and shaking going on, but I said the one thing, don't get caught up in it. Don't think that the SEC necessarily is done at 16. All right, one of the coaches we talked to up in Charlotte, ACC football kickoff 2021, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, Manny Diaz. Welcome back to Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days 2021, and we're in Charlotte, North Carolina at the ACC football kickoff 2021, and I appreciate getting some time right now. Head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, it is Manny Diaz. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you doing?
Doing good. Appreciate your time. And how's the knee? And I'm not talking about yours.
Yeah, I figured the knee is doing well. Derek is he has been phenomenal in his rehab. Really, since the first day after the surgery, he's met every benchmark, and we still have every expectation. You know, he'll be leading us out of the tunnel in Atlanta against the Crimson Tide.
You know, Coach, you've been in sports, obviously. You know, you played them, obviously, earlier in your life. You've been in sports your whole existence. Most times, hype does not live up to production, fight of the century or, you know, whatever else. I'll be darned if Derek King and that offense didn't live up to it last year. That kid's a magician.
And let me tell you, it's such a great word choice. He's a bigger magician in our locker room. The impact, you talk about the hype, living up to the hype. When we brought him, you know, certainly we needed better quarterback play, but what he's done in terms of transforming our locker room, I don't know if I've ever seen one player have as big an impact on you know, 1 through 85 on the roster like Derek has, and it's like we're a new football team with him, and I owe him a lot because he's been really special.
Chuck Oliver talking with head coach Manny Diaz, the Miami Hurricanes. All right, Coach, I'm going to give you a disclaimer. In no way do I equate a spring to playing against ACC competition. However, you had two guys who kind of took advantage of reps in March and April, and one of them a true freshman. You may have a couple of right answers at quarterback waiting.
Yeah, I agree with you. We, you know, obviously one of the byproducts of not having Derek this spring is it was a ton of reps for Tyler Van Dyke and Jake Garcia. We thought highly of both young men, and both guys had a phenomenal spring. What we saw in the spring game is what we saw every day out on Green Tree practice field. But it's so phenomenal that they get a chance to learn under a guy like Derek, not just, you know, the ins and outs of how to throw a football, but just, you know, how do you conduct yourselves in meetings? You know, how do you, you know, go through workouts? How do you prepare watching film? The whole deal. So, yeah, I believe the future's bright in our quarterback room.
All right. I have said that, like, one of the last things I want to do is be reminded about the 2020 season. But before we go over to defense, I got to ask you about that Virginia Tech game and your offensive line. I mean, when people use the word like warrior, gladiator, or whatever, that was your O-line that Saturday in Blacksburg. Am I remembering correctly? Ain't nobody come off for a single play.
I didn't think we were going. It's a funny story. We were leaving out on the Friday, and I thought there's no way that the plane's going to take off because we were one COVID test away from the whole thing, not being able to go. And to be honest, the COVID test came back positive. So we had five offensive linemen, we had a walk-on, and we had a guy who had just gotten cleared for full contact. And we asked the coaches, we asked the players, you guys still want to do it? Because we had the out to not play, and our guys were like, let's go play. And we knew, and I told our AD, hey, listen, if we get a couple injuries, we may have to just get back on the bus and go to the airport because you just can't make up an offensive lineman. And the way that those guys played, again, like you say, it's not fun always to talk about 2020, but you want to talk about being a proud football coach. I was really proud of everybody that day because we were there against the odds.
Yeah, dude, I came on the air Monday. I was like, Miami needs to start helmet stickers and begin with the offensive lineman. Just start slapping helmet stickers on the O-lineman from Saturday. Let's flip over to defense now. You don't have quite the depth. You don't have quite the proven, experienced depth at linebacker as maybe, you know, some other positions on the team. Who are the leaders like to start right now entering August camp?
Yeah, we got a big-time competition in August, and I like the contestants that we have. I do think we've got some depth. I think the question is who's going to step up and take that role? Is it going to be a Corey Flagg at middle linebacker? You know, we moved Keiondre Smith, you know, from striker to will, and he really looked natural for the last 2 weeks of spring ball, and now he's had a whole summer to learn it, you know, and go through training camp. So then you got, you know, young, impressive guys like Avery Huff. You got guys that are a year removed from really, really major injuries like Wayman Steed and Bradley Jennings. So I think we've got the right guys, and like anything else, everybody will be pushed to their limit because we're going to have great competition to see who will be the first two out there in Atlanta.
All right, family, friends of mine, big Canes fans, don't really, you know, follow it closely, but they're Canes fans, and they're like, hey, Manny's taking over the defense. What's that like? And I said, let's heat up the quarterback. I was like, that wherever I've seen Manny taking over, Mississippi State, wherever, it's like, let's get after the quarterback. Is that a fair preview to the mindset this season?
Yeah, well, it's like we always say, you got to eat your vegetables first, you know, and that's stop the run. Before you get the dessert, and it's you got to hammer the run, and then you go hammer the quarterback. But if you don't stop the run better than we did a year ago, teams don't have to expose their quarterback to you. So that's where it all begins. We got to make big. You know, we've taken a lot of pride in how we've played run defense here over the last 5 years. The 4 years prior, it kind of went. We took a step backwards last year. So that's kind of the first thing first. We got to reestablish that, and then if you people in long yard situations, yeah, I mean you got to get after the quarterback. You got to affect the guy that touches the ball in every play in every sport, and in football that's a QB.
Coach, last thing I want to ask you about is some true freshmen, and there's nothing tougher true freshmen playing on the line, but especially the interior of the line in Power Five. You see any of your incoming freshmen who can really play, like beginning week one, maybe James Williams or Leonard Taylor, maybe anybody?
You know, I'm excited to see what they do in training camp. You know, they weren't able to come as mid-year enrollees, but, you know, they're both obviously special players. I do love the fact that we've got some age and experience, some guys that they can, you know, you don't have to throw them in there maybe before they're ready. But at the same time, I think they're talented enough to push everybody we have on the field. So that'll be one of the things that, you know, I'll be watching over the first 2 weeks of camp, just like anybody else, is hey, you know, we know these guys are super talented, but how ready are they, you know, for the, you know, they got to go against a Rhett Lashley offense every day in practice and the tempo of that. And just can you handle the assignments and understanding how to react to all the formations and whatnot. If they can handle that, you know, the sky's the limit.
Coach Manny Diaz, Miami Hurricanes, appreciate your time, friend.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
That was Manny Diaz, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, as we were able to sit down with him up in Charlotte with ACC Media Days. And when I was asking about his quarterback, De'Eriq King, here's one of the big challenges for the offense if De'Eriq King's knee is not really ready for either contact or competition, et cetera, et cetera. You have two more quarterbacks that I'd asked him about, Alex Van Dyke and Jake Garcia. Jake Garcia, a true freshman, who definitely took advantage in spring. It's a different offense. Now, De'Eriq King can absolutely operate from the pocket, but it's a different pocket even. You know what we always hear? Almost always we hear what about a drop? Number of step, 5-step drop, 7-step drop. There are people listening right now who I bet have watched football and know football, maybe played football, I don't know, who have never heard the phrase, there's a 9-step drop. Are we aware of that? Like Kyler Murray, you know what Cliff Kingsbury does with him sometimes? Gives him a 9-step drop. It changes things too. That's why you see a coach lose his mind. That's a 12-yard break. Steve Spurrier would lose his mind. If it's supposed to be 22 yards, that's 22 yards. You need to be out there. And so you change the depth of the pocket for some quarterbacks. And so it changes timing and rhythm. And that's just, I'm not even talking about cadence and play calling and snapping the ball. I'm saying that it would be, you have two more talented guys, but it is a vastly different set of talents. And so they can still win if there's any sort of issue with De'Eriq King, not week one, but going through the season, it's going to take adjustments, not just from the play caller, not just from the actual quarterback, from everybody else around him on offense.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.